Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Rick Lepsinger. He's the author of A Flexible Leadership and another book, a new book that I don't have in front of me. Rick, remind us about that book.
It's called Closing the Execution Gap, How Great Leaders in Their Organization Get Results, and it's on Amazon.com.
All right, and give us your website again, please.
It's OnPointConsultingLLC.com.
All right, so check that out. Okay, so you've got some. We've been talking about core influence tactics, reason and facts. I guess is, maybe I didn't say that exactly right.
Yeah, right. But that's rational persuasion.
Rational persuasion includes reason and facts. Inspirational appeal, consulting, and collaboration. What are some of the? Talk to us some more about this. Is there a personality type that doesn't work well with these four? What are some of the best practices of combining these?
Yeah, I think we could talk a little bit about tips and pointers, because there are certainly certain personalities that lend themselves more to facts and data, and other types that focus more on involving and engaging people.
When I think of personality, I'm thinking of two in particular. The mm-hmm. analytical and the charismatic.
Right. But, and I think the thing here around success at influencing people is, and that's really one of the key tips or tenets about influencing effectively, is that you influence people from their point of view, not your point of view. So if you happen to be more analytical or more charismatic or whatever your personal style is, that's really not relevant. What's most mm-hmm. important here is the person you're trying to influence.
And that's what you have to learn when you're selling.
Exactly right.
When you're a salesperson.
And when you're leading and managing, right?
Exactly. Same thing for leaders. You have to become somewhat of a chameleon to be able to work with the other people, don't you?
Well, you have to be able to assess the situation, and you have to be able to determine, you know, what's going to be most effective for the audience that you're speaking to. If you just present facts and data that you think are important or focus on values that you hold dear, you're not going to be nearly as effective. You can be kind of partially effective, but you'll be much more effective if you can target things specifically to the needs of the other person. The other thing around influencing is a realization that it's a long cycle kind of interaction, that if you wait until the moment when you need to gain someone's support to establish your credibility or to build a relationship, mm-hmm. you're too late. You need to start building relationships and trust, establishing credibility, learning about the other person's situation well in advance.
You're talking about banking goodwill, aren't you?
To a great extent, that's right. And also focusing in on the needs, the objectives, the challenges that the other person faces. Because if you're going to be able to, even with rational persuasion, translate the features into a benefit statement, mm-hmm. the only way I can do that is if I really understand what's going on with the other person. So influencing is really about understanding both the other person as a person, but the other person in terms of their business objectives, their challenges, the demands being put on them, so you can align your proposal and help them understand why your idea will benefit them and why it's such it's so useful.
What if you give it your best shot, and you find that, you know what, somebody else has done a better job. They read Rick's book. I only read Rick's book once, and they read it twice. They're better at this than I am. What do you do then?
Well, part of being a good influencer is being open and willing to be influenced by others. So it's not just sort of an entrenched dig in and just drive forward with your idea. You really do have to be open to listening to the full picture. And on occasion, you have to really get clear about what the outcome stakes are. Because there are other tactics, things like pressure and legitimating and coalition tactics that are a little bit more, that are harder. But before you go to those tactics, you really need to be sure that the outcome or what's at stake is worth it, because they tend to erode relationships, make it more difficult to influence later on.
Right. Well, and if you're a small business owner, you got to walk a line between being, you know, the person who ultimately has to make the decision, and maybe also knowing a little bit more than your employees know, but also not running roughshod over them so that they think that you're bullying them.
Right, exactly right. It's got to be a give and take.
Yeah.
And on occasion, you would be influenced by the ideas of others. Sometimes people do have something useful and important to say.
Absolutely. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the title of the new book again.
It's called Closing the Execution Gap.
All right, so check it out, folks. Come back again real soon, Rick.
I definitely will. Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Rick Lepsinger. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.